Dentistry is an incredible career if you want to retire early. While most people are going to have to work until they're 60, 70, maybe 80 years old, as a dentist, if you want to retire significantly earlier, maybe even in your 40s, as a dentist, that's very, very possible if you are smart with how you spend your money and if you do just a few things right. And so that's what I want to look at today. My name is Chris. I'm a dentist. I have both bought and sold a dental practice. So these numbers are actual numbers that I've experienced, and I can give you an idea of what it's actually like if you want to retire early. So I've created this spreadsheet. It's a super basic spreadsheet. Do not look into this too far. This is just an estimate. This is not financial advice. You need to actually have your own financial advisors for these types of things, but this is going to give you a decent estimate of what it's like if you want to retire early. Let's say you make $200,000 a year, student loan payments. You're probably going to have something like $50,000 a year in student loan payments. Taxes. For the purpose of this estimate, we're just going to set taxes at 35% of your total income. It might be more, it might be less, depending on where you live. Once again, this sheet is just an estimate. The numbers are going to change based on your situation, but it's just to give you an idea of the kind of power that and the kind of leverage you can have as a dentist. And let's say the first year out of school, you are super frugal. Maybe you only spend $60,000. It's going to be difficult to only spend $60,000. You're probably going to spend more than that. But let's say you're smart with how you spend your money. Maybe you have a spouse that's also working that helps with the household expenses. So let's say you spend $60,000. So you're only saving $20,000 that first year out of school. That's not great. So there's a few things we can do about that. Number one, when you first graduate from school, you can defer your student loan payments, which I don't always recommend doing. But if you are a dentist and you're planning on being a practice owner, eventually you're going to be making a lot more money as a practice owner. And so at this stage, you should be saving as much money as you can. So let's just defer these student loan payments. So $0 in student loan payments your first year. So now instead of $20,000 in savings, you now have $70,000. That's a lot better. $70,000 in savings your first year out of school is pretty decent. That's probably what you should aim for. I was lucky enough to save about $100,000 my first year out of school, working an associate job, making about $200,000 a year. My spending was a little bit lower than that 60, and my taxes were lower than that 35%. Your taxes might be lower than that 35, in which case you might make a little more here, but we're just keeping this estimate simple. So I put our goal as $7 million for retirement. Let me tell you how I got to that number. There's a general rule in investing called the 4% rule. The idea is if you have an account, an investment account, it's going to be making money each year off of interest. And so if you can take out about 4% per year, that's enough that even in the down years, you're probably going to be able to keep the account balance fairly steady. I'm going to say we want to have $150,000 a year to spend in retirement, which is decent. And we're going to divide that by 0.04. That gets us $3,750,000. In order to take into account inflation and just to give us a nice margin of, I'm going to basically double that and say, let's try to save up $7 million for retirement. So first year out of school, because we deferred our student loan payments and kept our expenses down, even though we're only making $200,000 a year, we were still able to save up $70,000. That's pretty decent. Now let's move into year two. You're 28 years old now. You're working a little bit harder at your job. This year you made $250,000. Great. Now you still have that student loan payment, but let's try something. Because we know we're going to buy a practice and we're going to be making significantly more once we buy that practice, what if we put our student loans on income-based repayment? Now, with income-based repayment, things are changing rapidly. Trump is making all sorts of new rules. They're just now coming into effect. But let's just say we go into income-based repayment. And because we're using last year's income rather than this year, usually you're going to pay something like 8% of your income towards student loan income-based repayment. I think the actual plan right now says 10%, but you're allowed to deduct some living expenses before you calculate 10%. So let's say about 8%. So 200,000 times 8% gets us down to 16,000. That's better. Now you're spending 16,000 instead of 50,000. Is it going to take you longer to pay off your student loans if you're only paying the minimum payments? Absolutely. Of course it is. But keep in mind, right now we're just trying to save up some money so that we can buy a practice. Once we buy a practice, we're going to be making a lot more money and we can pay off these student loans much more aggressively. Taxes going to be the same, 35%. So this year we're paying $87,000 in taxes. Because our income went up, our taxes are going up. That's how it works. Your spending is going up a little bit. You know, you've been out of school for over a year now. You want to buy some things. Let's say you spend $90,000. So even though our income went up, our savings are actually going down in year two because our spending went up and because our taxes went up and our student loan payments went up. So we only saved $56,000 this year, which is still good. It's still good for the stage you are in. Saving $56,000 is still good. So let's calculate our total retirement number. Now, the money that we had invested last year, that $70,000, has been accruing interest this entire time. For the purpose of this estimate, let's assume that you accrued about 8% interest. So we'll take that $70,000, we're going to times it by 1.08, so $75,600. So you made $5,600 just from passive income from that investment. That's great. And then we're also going to add in this year's savings. And now we have a total retirement fund so far of $132,000. That's pretty good. So we only have about $6,860,000 to go. So it's going to take us a while to get to $7 million if we're only saving $50,000 to $60,000 a year. It's going to take a long time. Also, at this rate, we're never going to pay off our student loans and we don't have that much money to spend. It's not realistic. What's going to happen is your student loan payments are going to go up. Your spending amount's going to go up and your income's not going to go dramatically up if you stay at this associate job. And so that saving rate is going to go down from $50,000 a year down to 20, 30, 10, zero, negative. You might have to eat into your savings some year. And this is what happens to a lot of people. They end up spending everything that they make and then they don't have any money left over for retirement. It's a problem. So how are we going to make more money? In most career paths, it's going to be extremely difficult to make significantly more money year to year. But with dentistry, there is a way that you can double your income in a single year and have that doubling continue for the rest of your career if you want, and it's called ownership. You can make significantly more as an owner if you buy the right practice. Third year out of school, let's say you decide to buy a practice. You're now 29 years old, and this is totally realistic. This is totally possible. This happens all the time. I personally was in this situation. And I have now worked with a bunch of different dentists to get them into this situation. Let's say you make $500K your first year of ownership, which is very possible, even after taking into account expenses and the practice loan repayment. $500,000 is completely realistic. Now, because you're making $500,000 a year, you are going to be able to start actually paying back your student loans. So $50,000 towards student loan payments, taxes, you're going to be paying a lot more in taxes. That's just how it is. You're going to pay $175,000 in taxes. Spending, you only spent $90,000 last year. Let's say you're now spending $120,000, which is a decent amount of money, especially when you're 29 years old. You're now saving $155,000 per year. And you are paying back your student loans and you're paying back your practice loan. And you're living off of $120,000, which is a good amount of money. So now at 29 years old, you have about $300,000 saved up. That's great. We still have a way to go to get to retirement, but I mean, we're really picking up some steam. So 30, let's just take into account inflation. Let's say your income is increasing by 5% per year. That's a little bit with inflation and a little bit you're just producing more. I mean, you could probably do a lot better than this. I know dentists that are making more than $1 million a year. So, I mean, these numbers are totally realistic. So you're making $525,000. Student loan payments, same, $50,000. Taxes are going to go up a little bit because your income went up. Let's say your spending for now is increasing by 3% to account for inflation. So your income's going up, your spending is going up a little bit, your taxes are going up, your savings though are still going up as well. So everything's going up. So by the time you're 30, you're gonna have almost $500,000 saved up for retirement. I mean, that's pretty good. To be 30 years old and have $500,000 is really pretty decent. And so between the ages of 30 and 37 or 38, we're just going to assume everything is increasing at those same numbers. Your income's going up about 5% each year. Your spending is going up about 3%. So let's jump ahead here to where you are now 37 years old. You've been out of school for 10 years, 37. Because of inflation and because you're increasing your production, your income now is at about $738,000 a year. That's very possible even today. But in 10 years from now, that's definitely going to be possible. Your student loan payments have remained the same, $50,000 a year. But keep in mind, 10 years later, $50,000 is a lot less. Inflation has made that $50,000 about half what it was in nominal value. Your taxes have continued to go up. Your spending has been going up. Now, we said spending increased by 0.3%. Chances are at some point along here, you might have kids, whatever might happen. Your expenses might go up a little bit more than this, but This is just for the estimate. This is if you're trying to retire early. You have $152,000 per year to spend, so that's still pretty decent. By the time you're 37, you've managed to save up $2.8 million for retirement. That's pretty good. 37 years old, you have $2.8 million in the bank. But here's where things really start to pick up steam. Because you've been paying your student loans back for 10 years now. Your next year student loan payment, $0. So year 38, most things stay the same, except you have a $0 student loan payment. Year 39, similar, no student loan payment. And then we get to year 40. So now we're at year 40, and you no longer have to pay back your practice loan payment, which is going to be an additional $100,000 a year that you're making. So at this point, let's say you're making $900,000 a year. $0 in student loan payments. You're paying $315,000 in taxes. You're still spending $166,000. Now, a lot of dentists are going to be spending more than $166,000 a year. I understand that. This is if you're trying to retire early and you're trying to be frugal. But let's say you want to spend a little bit more and you don't have to retire as quickly. You could spend $300,000 a year and still be saving some money up. But if you are going to try to keep living frugally like this, you just saved up $418,000 in a single year. That's pretty crazy. Now, that's $418,000 12 years into the future. If you take into account inflation, that's not as much as it seems, but I mean, that's still really good. Our total retirement now is close to $5 million. We've got 4.7 million, almost 4.8. Remember, our goal is $7 million. We only have 2.2 left to go and we're 40 years old. 41, we have 5.6 million saved up. Now, let's say we decide we're ready to retire. 41 years old, okay? You want to retire next year. You have paid off your practice loan. You own a dental practice that is, at this point, probably worth $1.5, maybe $2 million. You have $5.6 million saved up already. You own a dental practice that's worth probably something like $2 million. So age 42, you're still going to be making the same amount of money you were making last year. But in addition to that, we get to add $2 million for the practice sale. So at year 42, you're going to make some. So at year 42, you're making close to $3 million in a single year because you both produced during that year and you sold a practice during that year. Student loans are long paid off by now. Taxes, yeah, you're going to be paying a lot in taxes when you sell your practice. Now, currently, if you sell a practice, as long as you've owned it for more than a year, you're going to be able to use long-term capital gains. So your tax rate is actually significantly lower on that amount. But for the purposes of this estimate, I'm just going to leave it at the 35% because I don't know what the tax situation is going to be in 15 years from now. And just for fun, let's say you went crazy this year and you spent $300,000 instead of the $171,000 you spent last year. Even then, your savings are $1.6 million. In a single year, you have saved $1.6 million after taxes and expenses. And so that brings our total retirement to $7.7 million. Did we meet our $7 million goal? We surpassed that by the age 42. So in total, you worked as a dentist for 16 years and you now have almost $8 million saved up in the bank. These are actual realistic numbers that you could hit if you want to. The key here though, is that you bought a practice when you were 29 years old. That made the biggest difference. If, on the other hand, you decided not to make this decision at age 29 to buy that dental practice, these numbers are going to look completely different. Instead of saving $155,000 a year, your savings are going to be much lower because you're still going to have to pay back these student loans. If your income stayed around the $200,000 to $250,000 per year number and you had to pay taxes, and you had to pay back student loans, and if your spending goes up over time, like it's going to, your savings are never going to get anywhere near these kind of numbers. Maybe you're fine with that. Maybe you don't want to retire when you're 42, and maybe you don't want to be a practice owner, and you want to keep working at Aspen Dental, at Heartland Dental, at Pacific Dental until you're 90 years old. Be my guest. Go ahead and do that. But if you want to take control of your finances and become financially independent to where you can work. Like, if This 42-year-old here who has almost $8 million saved up, that 42-year-old can work as much as he or she wants. But if he or she wants to take some time off and doesn't want to work, they don't have to because they have plenty of money where they can take the proceeds out of their retirement account and not even affect the balance. And so they could live off of these retirement funds for the rest of their life. The other option is, well, you decide that you want to keep working, but you just want to increase your spending number up dramatically. I mean, another totally legitimate thing you could do is now that you've saved up $7 million, you have all the money saved for retirement that you need. From this point on, you don't save any money. Every single penny that you make, you allow yourself to spend. You could be spending $1 million plus per year on anything you want. You know, you're taking first class flights on every trip you go on. You're going on lots of trips. You're buying brand new cars. You buy a brand new house and you pay cash for it. You never have to worry about money ever again because you have so much money saved up. And the only reason you were able to do this is because you were smart with how much money you made, i.e. you bought a dental practice. You were smart with how much money you spent. You kept your spending under control, at least for the first 10 years of your career. And now you are in a position where you can live your life any way you want to live it, and you never have to worry about money. The decisions you make with how you spend your money in these first 10 to 15 years of your career are going to either dramatically increase the number of options you have as you get older, or if you're not careful and you stay at your associate job, you can get into a situation where you are trapped working at that job because you have a mortgage you have to pay back every month. You have children who are in school and you have to spend money on taking care of your family. You need that income. You don't have savings and you are trapped in this job that maybe you no longer want to do. And now you are stuck there just because you were not smart with how you spent your money. The hardest thing is becoming a dentist. Now all you have to do is keep your expenses reasonably under control. I mean, you're still living a very good life. Here in this spending category, we have you spending more than $100,000 a year most of these years. Like, you still have a very high quality of life, and you were smart with becoming a practice owner early on in your career, and you bought the right practice. Now, if you buy the wrong practice, you could completely screw all these numbers up. Like, this is dependent upon you buying a practice where you're able to make this $500,000 a year by age 29. If you buy the wrong practice, you could end up losing money. If you try to do a startup, it might take you multiple years to become profitable. But if you buy the right practice, if you're smart with your spending, you have an incredible career in front of you.